He.
you don't do the Michael Jackson thing right. You go, he. Yeah. Shamona. Shamona. Kick the bingo.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Hey, guys, welcome to another episode of Two Bros, One Flick. We've got a very special episode for you guys here. But before I get into that, Andy and Sam here, as always.
What's up, dudes?
Also joined by now, we're going to give you a resident position on this. We're
really?
Joined by Rusty Trombone.
I don't know
again.
If I'm yeah. ready for that.
Dude,
I don't
you
know
are.
If I'm
ready,
ready for that level of responsibility.
I think it's like your fifth podcast right now, right?
Oh, I don't know about that.
Ooh. Maybe your fourth.
It's your fifth.
Is this fifth?
I think it's fourth or fifth.
Fourth or fifth because
wow.
we did
That's
True
a big,
Romance.
Milestone.
We did True Romance.
Yeah.
Bronson.
Yeah.
I come for a lot of the movies and I only review some.
Well, yeah, that's true.
That is true.
You watch Reservoir Dogs with us,
but you're always with
that.
Us in spirit.
That's true.
Always.
Yeah, always.
Well, thank you boys for being here as always. Yeah. I'm excited about this more than usual.
Yeah.
Mainly because today we are going to talk about our own personal favorites of the 1980s. Only a top five list.
Only a top five.
And I think it's a caveat to say that it's all what we're feeling right now. And we kind of came up with this one off the fly of our pants.
Yeah.
So we're just thinking about movies that we've seen in the 1980s that were pretty much, for sure, go-to bets, I would say.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah. But
we're starting with honorable mentions. Is that
we
correct?
Are starting with honorable mentions. Yeah. And since you brought it up, Sam, why don't we go things that almost made the list or maybe mean something special to you. Tell us
okay.
why, and then we'll talk about it. If
oh,
we
my honorable mention. That's how I picked it. It really means something special.
We're going to go with Sam.
They're all the same. Okay, so my honorable
it's
mention
not gonna be the same.
Is a
that's
terrible.
The let's hear it.
Terrible movie,
right.
I think. It's 1985's Teen Wolf.
Oh, Teen Wolf. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just because there are a lot of scenes in that which I think are just goofy as fuck and don't make sense, especially with like the witch girl lady and the rap.
Witch girl lady.
The rap that's in that movie.
It's
just some of the best stuff. Plus, I like it a lot because like in high school, we really liked The Lonely Island and they made fun of Teen Wolf a lot.
They that's true. They did.
Yeah. It's getting crazy.
Oh, that shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So my honorable mention.
I've never seen Teen Wolf.
It's on TV a fair
it's
bit.
It's on TV all the time. That's also why I saw it. Yeah. Like, it's
isn't there like a show on MTV called Teen Wolf now or something?
I hope so.
It
better
know.
Be.
We don't have
Are
cable.
You listening, MTV producer dudes?
Producer dudes.
Producer bro chakras.
Yeah. Cool.
Andy.
Well, Andy. I was going to say like we would comment on that, but I haven't seen it in a while. You haven't seen it either?
I haven't seen it in a while either. I just think
well,
it's fucking
I guess
stupid.
Awesome.
You know, I may have seen it.
The honorable mention from Sam is Teen Wolf. Do you know what year it was?
1985.
Okay, awesome. Now we're moving on to Rusty's honorable mention. I'm excited about this.
My honorable mention is going to be Tron, 1982.
Oh,
hell yeah.
I didn't think about Tron at all.
I didn't either. That's fucking
it's
awesome.
It's a great...
It is a great movie, man.
It's just epic.
I honestly don't remember much from it.
Just them on the right. I'm doing like the game. Is that all you remember? That's all I remember.
I don't know. I just remember like being little and I would rent that from Blockbuster. Like,
oh, yeah,
every
yeah.
time I went to Blockbuster.
Shout outs to Blockbuster.
Yeah.
Back in the day.
No, I remember. It's weird because we had the Disney Channel when we were in elementary school and they played that a lot on the Disney
really?
Channel back in the day.
Yeah.
And they never
yeah.
played that on regular TV.
Yeah, it was always on the Disney TV. Channel. And I always watched it and it always blew my mind because I didn't know what the fuck was going on.
That's
but it looked cool.
Yeah,
yeah
really
that's
cool.
all I remember.
Yeah.
I remember it like looking so crazy, but then I like watched some YouTube clips a while ago.
Like,
right.
Not that
man,
impressive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
It was cool.
But
when
you're
little.
Like 7, 8 years old,
you don't know what
back in the 90s.
You yeah, don't know yeah,
what watching
yeah.
Tron was awesome.
And you don't know what computer generated awesome. Effects are. You think it's real?
It looked great. It looked great.
Just random question. Have you seen the new one? The
yes.
new Tron? Is it good? I haven't seen it.
You know, it didn't get very good reviews,
right?
But I liked it. I
yeah.
really did.
Soundtrack
remember,
is awesome.
I remember
the
soundtrack getting really shitty reviews, and I liked the soundtrack too. I thought it was like pumps you up,
yeah,
gets you running.
Yeah. I guess moving on to mine.
Yeah.
I realized I didn't have too many funny ones on my actual list. Like in the top five, I think I only have one comedic one. But this one, my honorable mention goes to the very first Naked Gun, which came out in 1988.
Oh, yeah.
That is classic.
Yeah. That's a great, great...
Leslie Nielsen.
Leslie Nielsen is amazing. I like all of his movies. And I'm like, after Naked Gun, all of his other stuff is just spoofs, you know?
Yeah.
We're not talking about Airplane, which is another one in the 1980s, which could have been on our picks, but I didn't pick it. But Naked Gun was great. Naked Gun 2.5 is great. Naked Gun 33 1/3 is still pretty funny.
Was the first airplane from the 80s?
Yeah, first airplane from the 80s.
I think it's 86. Is that right?
No. I think it was 82.
82. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. But that's the one. Isn't that the one with Shirley Must You Be Joking and Leslie Nielsen's like, Don't Call Me Shirley?
Yes.
That's 1982. Yes. Yeah, but Naked Gun, I love Leslie Nielsen.
1980.
Airplane, okay.
Airplane 2 is 1982.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, and all the child molestation references. That was hilarious.
Yeah, that's great. That's my honorable mention, and I guess, you know, we've all seen, well, you guys have seen Naked Gun, so, and yeah. I'm sure a lot of people who hear us right now have already seen it, too. So let's get right into number 5, Sam.
Okay, my number 5 movie is also kind of a comedic movie. It's This Is Spinal Tap.
Oh, nice.
From 1984.
Nice.
Because I thought it was really, really funny. And
right.
Like, it was... I liked it a lot because, like, it was one of my favorite... it was one of my best friend's favorite movies when we were, like, in a goofy little garage band in high school. We were just watching it. It'd be silly as fuck. Yeah.
Cool.
It's really like This Is Spinal Tap.
Cool.
Yeah.
Rusty.
Was this my number 5?
Number 5.
I'm going to say Friday the 13th, 1980.
A crazy classic. Would you say that would be in your number top 5 horror films of all time?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Nice.
It's just a really cool movie. That ending is so crazy when she wakes up from like...
Oh, my God. Yes. Yeah.
That scares the shit out of me still.
Cool.
Excuse my language.
As it should.
It's excused.
Yeah.
Mine is... You said that was 1980?
Yes.
Okay. Who directed that?
I don't know.
Wes Craven, I think.
Wes Craven? Was that who?
I think so. Did he do it? I was my go-to guess, but I was just assuming.
Friday
the 13th. We're looking at it right now.
God damn it. It's like the new one. Is the one that
have you... have you thought about any other 80s horror movies that you liked, or that one tops all 80s horror movies?
Oh, Friday the 13th wasn't Wes Craven. The director is Sean S. Cunningham.
You know, I like Friday the 13th.
He did Freddy vs. Jason.
I like
Jason.
The Lost Boys. That's like one of my favorites. The original Fright Night.
Okay.
Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
Halloween's killer, yeah.
I mean, you can't beat 80s horror movies. They are the best.
Cool.
80s slasher films.
Nice.
Solid stuff.
Well,
Andy.
I'll do number 5. Mine was the 1987 film The Untouchables.
Oh, that's an awesome movie.
Yeah, that was... I don't have... there are a lot of gangster ones on there. Everyone's probably going to pick Scarface, you know?
Yeah.
But, like, The Untouchables was something for me that I liked because it had so many cool people. It was, like, a little crew. Kevin Costner, right?
Yeah.
Andy Garcia and Sean Connery playing a role that I thought was very fun. You know,
for sure.
You can think of him as Bond, and you think of him as the old man in Entrapment.
Okay. You can think of Sam and I Am Sam.
Oh, yeah. Right? But I really like his... I really like Sean Connery's role in that, and it's just a really good classic action movie, Gangsters versus Cops. I really enjoyed it. Brian De Palma directed that one as well.
I'm going to say Sean Connery's best movie ever was The Rock.
That's a pretty
Nick
cool
Cage.
Movie.
I actually really do like that movie.
That's not
movie.
His best movie ever.
but I do like that
That's
movie.
That's a good movie, yeah.
It wasn't that good.
Oh, come on.
You know, this is what you're going to remember watching it in elementary school and being like, ooh, this is a rated R movie. This is so cool. And then you watch it now and it's going to be pretty cheesy.
It was like Ed Harris was the bad guy in that one too, right? Yeah.
He is a good bad guy.
He always a good bad guy. Nice. Moving on to number 4.
Okay, so yeah, my number 4 movie is a John Hughes film. It's Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Right. Classic again.
I love that movie.
Yeah, because it's just full of like cool, goofy things that you wanted to do when you're in high school,
Matthew
but you probably
Broderick.
Didn't have the time to pull it off.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the thing like that is it's always on TV somewhere, but it's always fun to watch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that house, I thought that house was really cool. Ferris's
with the
friend's
Ferraris,
house. Yeah, with the Ferrari. That house actually sold a couple of years ago for like $3 million or something.
Wow. Yeah.
It's not even like a big name director or a big name architect or anything like that. It's just the house they made for the movie and
What'd he say he was? Like the sausage king of Chicago to get into that restaurant?
Yeah. Some wrong ass shit. But Ferris Bueller's Day Off. Russell? Your number 4?
My number 4, you know, I actually just switched it out right now, so you're going to have to look up the date.
Uh-oh.
But You know, I had a movie which I think is actually the better movie.
Uh-huh.
But to me, I looked and Top Gun wasn't on my top five.
I was waiting for you to put Top Gun in there. When you said I don't know five 80s action movies, Andy, I was like, that's bullshit.
Yeah, because you know
Top Gun.
Yeah.
Top Gun is probably one of my top five favorite movies of all time. Judge me.
Yeah,
I don't care.
Well, I think a lot of people would have that in their top five.
Yeah, it's like an iconic movie.
Val Kilmer, Tom Cruise.
Maverick. That song.
I thought you guys were going to talk about Take My Breath Away.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah, that was a good song, too.
So you're moving Top Gun into the top five your number four.
Oh, okay.
Out of curiosity,
did you take that one out?
I dropped Blade Runner, which is probably the better movie, but
Blade Runner is probably the more critically acclaimed.
Yeah.
Top Gun is just so close to my heart.
Okay.
Okay.
That's understandable.
Yeah, totally.
Jorts.
Very cool. Jorts.
Jorts and volleyball. Good combo.
Dude, the volleyball scene was awesome, and there was nothing homoerotic about it.
That's how Quentin Tarantino.
Some people say that, but there isn't.
Okay.
Right, right. Well, I mean, either way.
It's just a bunch of bros playing volleyball,
okay.
Right?
Right.
Okay. Sweaty.
Glistening.
Well, how you get sweaty when you play volleyball in the summer. Yeah. And you're serious about it.
You're serious enough. When you're serious, you start sweating, right?
Yeah.
Well, when it's hot outside,
that's
you sweat,
when you tell.
Andy.
That's when you tell.
Rock on, dude. Rock on. I'm going to put my number four as Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Ooh.
1981. In my notes, it says Raiders of the List Ark. Thank you, autocorrect.
Shout out to
iPhones. Great movie.
Yeah.
I remember watching that when I was little, thinking, you know, oh, here's Han Solo, right?
Okay.
You know, and basically when he classic adventure movie.
Yeah.
Classic Nazis, adventure movie. You have everything.
Nazis, everything. You have the face melting off
melting,
like it's a pizza
in
a microwave.
Nazis make the best bad guys.
And the best pizza
face.
Yeah. Fucking pizza face, man. Melted like fucked up. Anyway, that's when I saw the face melt, just like the whole arc of the story, it's very sweeping. Without that movie, you would not have any of those like treasure hunting movies you have.
Or the
horror. What was the National Treasure. Such a poser Indiana Jones
with
shit. You
Nick
know?
Yeah. Cage.
Yeah.
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 Also,
yeah.
You wouldn't have
actor.
All those nightmares with the face melt.
Oh, that's true. Or like when the snake is on his. On
and they're
his
all screaming like.
Yeah.
In that one Nazi, he like screams when his face melted.
Yeah.
And they do a close up and he's like.
And it's shaking and it melts.
Yeah.
That's the scene, man.
That's also the Wilhelm scream, which is used in a lot of stuff.
Right. The love interest in that movie is also the love interest in that Al Pacino movie Cruising, which we watched.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But that's
the dude.
My number four. Oh, yeah. Yeah. And moving on to number three.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So my number three movie is Back to the Future. Just because
I didn't think about that one.
Oh, man.
Great.
I love Back to the Future a lot. I just really like the trilogy, how kind of campy and silly it is. And
well, the first one definitely is a great movie.
Yeah. Well, I like all of them.
Well, yeah. Well, I'm saying like out of all of them.
No, yeah,
like,
the first one's
one.
Probably the most epic one because it's fresh, you know,
it's
don't know.
It's so fresh,
And the styling, how everybody looks, it's just it's
amazing.
Just amazing.
Awesome movie.
Yeah.
Really awesome.
That's a really
the
good
DeLorean,
thing.
Man.
Hell yes.
Oh,
88
yeah.
miles per hour. That's the fastest you can go, guys. Don't go faster. In a DeLorean, don't do it.
Yeah. What was that drive called in it, like, that made it go?
It's a flux capacitor.
The flux capacitor.
Flux capacitor.
Makes it go fast. Yes.
His hair is going crazy.
Yeah.
And the hysteric mad scientist. Classic roles.
Yeah.
Classic movie scenes.
Classic Nikes.
Yeah.
Those Blazers. Yeah.
Right.
So yeah, Back to the Future was my number three. What about you, Russell?
The Breakfast Club.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
John Hughes number two.
Classic.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that is just like the classic
teen angst movie. Yeah.
That just like.
Did you have a lot of teen angst?
No, but it's just the most classic teen movie I can think of.
Yeah, it's classic, and it still rings true to this day.
Yeah.
Don't you think so?
Yeah.
It holds up well.
Yeah, I think everyone who watches it can connect to at least one of the characters.
Which is true a lot about with a lot of John Hughes movies.
Yeah, he did a
you know, there
good
was another. I can't think of it right now. Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Yeah, I was going to mention Fast Times as my. Honorable mention.
Right.
I didn't think about that until now, but
that's really good.
That's
too.
On my list. Yeah.
Great movie. Sean Penn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That had some heavy issues in it. You know, it was good.
For sure.
Heavy hair.
Yeah.
We're doing number three.
Yeah.
1985's Platoon. I'm going to give a shout out to the war movies out there.
Charlie Sheen.
That's
Charlie
Sheen. Fucking awesome movie.
Great fucking movie. Willem Dafoe.
Oh, he was awesome.
Tom Berenger.
Yes.
Yeah. Who else? The doctor from Scrubs. What's his name?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Totally the dude who plays Kelso? The chief guy?
No,
the guy who's really mean to Zach Braff.
The funny guy. Dr. Cox.
Dr. Cox, but whoever his name, whatever his name is, he's in that one. I watched that movie so many times.
Me too, man.
So many times. And the and Willem Dafoe running out of that jungle.
Oh, yeah, getting shot.
Yeah, 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 yeah. I mean, there's a reason why that's the cover of the DVD, but it's still, that gets you every time. It's a great, great
scene.
Dude,
I remember playing Platoon on NES. Like, NES.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, those games were
I don't
awesome.
Remember the game, but I remember I had it.
Okay, okay. Okay. Cool, cool, cool. That's cool. Awesome. I really love that movie. I think, you know, maybe the other war movies are going to pop up, but this one is my favorite 1980s war movie.
I think it might be mine, too.
You know, they might have someone, if you're going to talk about Top Gun, someone might say Born on the 4th of July, which is another Tom Cruise. I know a lot of people that like that, but I like Platoon a lot movie. More. I'm not going to bring up anymore.
I haven't seen that in so long that I would have to rewatch that.
Okay, I'm not going to bring up anymore, but let's move it on to numero dos with Sam.
My number two movie is Raging Bull, Martin Scorsese's Raging Bull, which is from 1980. Just because, De Niro is amazing in that.
It's true.
Like
very
everything.
True.
Yeah, I really like the story and like just everything. The kind of the performance Scorsese gets out of De Niro, where it's like so like kind of raw and like out there. You know?
It's frantic.
Because he gets so intense in some parts of that movie.
Yeah.
So Raging Bull.
Great.
Raging Bull.
I think it's a shame they took it off of Netflix, and I don't know why they did it.
I haven't seen it. Another one I haven't seen.
Ooh, it's a must see, dude.
This is a tough night for me on
if you like the boxing, it's a good movie.
It's pretty. It's awesome.
It's intense.
I love Raging Bull.
Yeah.
What's your wrestle?
My number two is going to be Caddyshack, man. That is one of my all-time favorite movies also. I can watch that over and over again.
Yeah,
right.
Chevy Chase, Rodney Dangerfield, that kid who played Danny Noonan.
Oh, yeah.
Who was the starlet in that movie? What was her name?
I don't remember.
That scene where she's walking to the diving board that they parodied in parodied in Family Guy. One of my favorite scenes, it's like one of the
Cindy Morgan for Cindy Morgan.
She was in Tron also.
She was in Tron.
I forgot about that.
That's weird. And in
One of my favorite
scenes that a lot of people don't remember is, remember when the priest is golfing with Bill Murray?
Yeah, yeah.
And he gets struck by the lightning.
Mm-hmm.
You see him the next day in the bar, and he's like drunk as hell.
Yeah.
And like the old guy, the crotchety old guy's like, pull yourself together, man. You're a priest. And he's like, I'm not a priest. I'm just a man like you. That was one of my favorite.
Yeah, there's a lot of things in that movie that you could take out quote them. Yeah.
It's very quotable.
Number two is actually Sam's number five. I picked Spinal Tap. Again, Rob Reiner. I love Rob Reiner.
And he didn't do Anvil, did he?
No, Anvil was a serious movie.
Oh.
Yeah, it wasn't a joke.
I never saw Anvil.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Anvil was a good movie.
I thought we tried to work this together so we wouldn't hit the same.
I worked it together with you. Good job on the teamwork, Rusty.
My bad.
No, it's fine. I really liked Spinal Tap for many things. There's lots of scenes you can have in there. And all the scenes that people talk about on TV, you know, it's already been said, but I just love when they're talking about the reviews that their other albums have got, you know, Shit Sandwich. Yeah. You know, I thought it was a great movie, and not only that for what it is, but all the movies afterward.
Yeah.
You know, Rob Reiner's a great director, and he's done so many other things, but, you know.
I only know Rob Reiner from being made fun of on South Park.
Oh, yeah.
Where he's, like, super fat and, like, against smoking.
Yeah. But I really like this movie, lots of other things, and I'm basically a metalhead, so I just love watching, you know, that kind of genre be messed with.
I didn't know Rob Reiner did Misery.
No way.
Yeah. That's he directed Misery.
What
Holy
year
shit,
was that?
I didn't know that.
That was
1990.
Okay. Not in our top 10 list. Yeah.
Who was the lead in that?
Kathy Bates.
Well, Kathy Bates is the bad dude. Yeah. It's James Caan.
James Caan.
Caan. My bad.
Yeah.
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 That's cool. So let's move it on. Here's dun, 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 dun.
Great.
We're moving it down to number one. Drum roll for Samin.
Yeah.
Samson.
Hey, have you guys met my friend Samson?
Thanks. Thanks. Thanks, Russell. You know, yeah, my number one movie is from 1987. And it's Stanley Kubrick. And it's Full Metal Jacket. Because I really love Full Metal Jacket.
That's awesome. Yeah. I'm glad I didn't bring that movie up when I was talking about Platoon. I honestly didn't think you'd have it as your number one.
No, yeah, because I love Full Metal Jacket. Movie. I love Stanley Kubrick. I was going to have...
Would you rank that as your number one?
Full Metal Jacket is my number one?
Your number one.
Well, I didn't, so I guess not. But it's in my top.
Top 10?
Yeah, I was going to think about adding The Shining too somewhere in there.
And I do love Stanley Kubrick. I love 2001, A Space Odyssey. That's one of my favorite movies. I love The Shining, Full Metal Jacket.
Yeah.
Not crazy about Clockwork Orange.
We're going to do Clockwork Orange sometime in the future.
Doctor Strange is my favorite.
Oh, yeah.
For sure.
I love that.
Well, yeah. You know, since
Eyes
we're talking
Wide
about
Shut.
Eyes Wide Shut. Shout out to Mr. A. He loved that movie.
I also like Eyes Wide Shut.
Who's Mr. A?
We can't tell you that on
we'll tell you,
the radio.
We'll tell
you know him.
You do.
He's a great oralist.
Yeah. Anyway.
Oh,
a
great oralist.
Huh? Full Metal Jacket.
A barista.
Favorite scene?
Probably the one where Detective Gorin from Law and Order, because I don't remember his name.
Yeah.
Shoots the sergeant.
I love that. Gomer Pyle. Is what Gomer Pyle. Gomer Pyle.
Yeah, I know his name is Gomer Pyle, but I was just.
But just.
Shout outs to SVU.
Woo!
Yeah,
a great, great pick, a very justified pick.
Yeah, the man, that movie was intense.
Oh my
god! That's
what
I liked about it. Yeah,
yeah, but definitely in my top 10. Sure, in
My number one.
Yeah,
this is not only my number one for 80s movie. This is my favorite movie of all time.
Oh, okay. Oh shit!
Of all time.
Is it really?
Yes.
Okay, let's hear it.
Damn, Star Wars: The Empire Strikes Back.
Okay.
It had everything.
Awesome movie.
It did have everything.
Awesome movie. Yeah.
That opens with the Hoth ice scene.
Yeah.
Gotta love that Hoth ice battle.
Yeah.
You find out that, spoiler alert, that Darth Vader is Luke's father.
Mm-hmm.
You got Yoda.
Yeah.
You know, the training with Yoda.
And then,
you
like,
have
the evil, or not
the
evil,
Cloud
the
City.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
That one scene when he's, like, hanging out and
Lando Calrissian. Calrissian.
That's Calrissian, yeah.
Calrissian.
Yeah.
There you go.
Lando's cool.
The one black
space is
the
only
one
black guy.
Man, yeah. The one black man in the whole universe.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's why they love him so much.
I know.
Yeah.
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 I would say that was actually my number five before we said that we would swap, and I would take Raiders of the Lost Ark and you would take Empire Strikes Back.
Dude, I could go home and watch that movie right now. And
that's
I've
a great
seen
movie.
It a million times.
Great movie.
It's a great movie. Yeah.
You know, I haven't seen the Blu-ray of it yet, the new one.
Really?
That dropped out this year.
The thing I hate is they did that
CGI thing
back in the 90s.
Oh, yeah, that looks really... It's not super bad for Empire Strikes Back.
Yeah, I just want to find, like, the original VHS and watch it.
Yeah, that'd be pretty sweet.
I remember watching the original VHS getting from the store.
From the Blockbuster?
I remember watching...
It was from the Blockbuster, yeah.
I remember watching that.
Do you remember
TV.
When grocery stores had movie?
You're right. It was actually the grocery store where I got the Empire Strikes Back.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
That was back in the day.
Back in the day, right? I'm trying to think of what else I can say about that movie. Han Solo in the...
Oh, yeah.
That's
when he's getting frozen.
Carbonite, yeah.
When Princess Leia's like, I love you. And he's like, I know. And that wasn't that wasn't scripted.
That wasn't scripted, yeah. That wasn't scripted.
That's the best thing. I love that.
That's hilarious. The other thing, though, is shout out to Leslie Nielsen again, because he's done a spoof on that in one of his later movies.
Which one?
I'm thinking it's Wrongfully Accused is the movie that he did.
Oh, yeah, I remember
where he gets, like,
that.
They, like, slam a door in his face, and he gets stuck in, like, the bus. It's like a bus door.
Oh, nice,
like that.
Nice.
Yeah. We'll look it up on
okay.
We'll look it up on YouTube, but
was
I guess
the
it's
fat man in that one too.
The what?
The fat man.
The fat man.
Fat man. Boba Fett.
Oh,
no! You're thinking about like the other space parody he did, right?
No, it was Boba Fett
in Empire
Strikes
Back?
Oh, Boba Fett was not in Empire Strikes Back. I don't think.
Okay.
Don't think so either. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're right. You're right.
He was in the third one.
Return of the Jedi.
Yeah, Return of the Jedi, which was also flirting around with my top five.
That's a great movie too.
I really like that movie. You don't like it as much.
No, I really don't.
I thought it was great.
I thought it was awesome.
When I was little, that was my favorite movie. And then when I started, like, when I grew up and watched it again, the second one was my favorite.
I think the second one was always... Actually, no, I like the first one a lot, too.
I thought the first one was the worst one.
No, the third one's the worst one.
I love the Wookiees, man.
That's just common knowledge. And yeah. I'd like to say there's only one trilogy, and it's the Star Wars trilogy, not the Lord of the Rings.
Boom. Take that, all you
Lord of the Rings fans. I don't know. I'm not that big.
Diego, where's either. Diego?
Yeah, Diego's going to cry.
I've never actually seen those movies.
What?
Think about that.
Well, now you're not resident.
Yeah, so you can't. Yeah, you can't really say that then because you haven't seen
them.
They
were too scary.
Two Towers is one of my favorite movies
They're
of all time.
They're too scary?
They're too spooky.
There's nothing. Okay. Okay.
You just don't like little people.
Yeah, you're just.
I love little people.
You like hobbits?
He hates midgets.
Their hairy feet's weird.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, well, we're moving on.
Andy, you're number one.
This is very anticlimactic, number one, just because you guys have never watched it.
Oh.
It's 1987's Tampopo from Japan. Okay. Give you guys a little synopsis. It's a movie about food. And it's a movie. The overarching story is two truck drivers drive into this really crappy ramen shop, right?
Ramen shop? Is
ramen
that what you
shop,
said?
Yeah. Okay. And
now, is ramen Korean or is it Japanese?
It's actually Chinese.
Really?
It's Chinese first, and then it went to Japan. And in Korea, they call it like ramen instead of...
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But the Chinese dish...
But soba's Japanese, right?
Soba's Japanese. Yeah. So it's like a really bad ramen shop, and it's about the truck drivers who have driven all up and down the country who have had the best ramen there is, right? And they go and help this lady make this shit restaurant into the best restaurant it could be. So it's that's that story, but interspersed are like four or five different mini stories of other people dealing with food and culture in Japan.
In Nippon.
Yeah.
In Nippon. Great.
And the director is kind of this iconic director who's made lots of good movies. It's controversial because he got in trouble with the Yakuza, the Japanese mafia, for releasing a movie that kind of portrayed them as total dumbasses.
Okay.
So he was walking outside of his house one day, and then they beat him up and slashed his face and neck.
Aww.
And then later, in a sad turn of events... A National Enquirer or something like that in Japan reported that he was having an affair, and his wife is actually the main actress in all of his movies.
Huh. Okay.
But he was having an affair, and later on he had jumped off a building and killed himself from his office.
Okay.
Saying the affair was not happening, and that he had to jump to prove his innocence. So.
All right.
Yeah. That's intense. But then there's also signs that there could be foul play with the Yakuza that just actually threw him off the building.
Oh, okay.
Very Japanese, very honorable.
Great. Yeah, got the Japanese scholar right here. But yeah, it's definitely on the docket. It's one of my favorite movies ever.
I'd like to see it.
It's one of those things you have to see about Japan because it's right in the 1980s when Japan is kind of becoming a world power again.
Right.
Yeah. So very interesting. And a lot of big names from that movie. Watanabe Ken, who plays the Asian guy in the first Dark Knight movie. The poser, Ra's al Ghul or whatever.
Yeah, Ra's al Ghul.
Yeah, that guy. Yeah. And then he's also the Japanese guy in Inception.
Yeah.
And this was kind of his debut in Japanese movies ever.
He's really good, too.
Yeah, it's a very solid movie. A totally 1980s, like, time capsule of Japan, and I really like that movie a lot.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome.
If you guys have any other suggestions, please let us know.
Yeah.
So many. There's so many others that could
have
made
it. Yeah, it's a tough call.
Definitely.
We could have done a top 10, but, like...
Take too long, right?
Yeah, just take too long.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so we really appreciate your... listening to us. Tell us your favorite 80s movies.
And thank you for being here, Russell.
Yeah, thanks for being here, man.
Good idea Rusty on Trombone. The top five.
Yeah, great idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No problem.
All right, man.
I love just being here on Two Boys, One Flick.
Okay. Perfect. Good.
Thanks for listening. Really appreciate it. Bye.
Bye.